Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 72nd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Riccardo Costantini, coordinator of Cinema Zero, and Luca Giuliani, curator of the restoration of The Merchant of Venice. A great special event for this edition of the festival, the restoration of The Merchant of Venice. I'd like to start off maybe about talking about the actual film and maybe a little bit of the background story to the film, because we might be familiar with Shakespeare's original work, but the actual production of the film is something that fascinates me a lot. So maybe if we could introduce it to our listeners like that.
Well, the story of Orson Welles and Shakespeare is a long story, and we are not going to tell everything about the story. I mean, Macbeth, Othello, but we go directly to The Merchant of Venice. That is a film produced between 1968 and 1969, shot on location in Venice, was a USA production by CBS, and obviously, as usual with Orson Welles, after a few days of shooting in Venice, all the money was gone. And
As usual,
yeah, spending whiskey and cigars and traveling around the city in gondola and so on. And so The Merchant is like an obsession for Welles, that was playing this famous Shylock role since 1938, and he really wanted to end the film. And with his own budget, he was traveling to Yugoslavia and shooting the film there, and also in Rome when editing it at Safa Palatino Studios. And the incredible thing is that the film that we see today, that we reconstructed with a lot of elements coming from all around the world, is that is a film and the story that takes place in Venice, but on the screen there's no Venice. Right. We got some shots with Orson traveling in the Bacino of San Marco with a gondola traveling, or some Campiello, the little squares very famous in Venice, but mostly the film is shot in Troggere on the Dalmatian coast, and this is the genius of Orson Welles, that is building up a sequence of the film with one shot in Rome, one in Yugoslavia, one in Venice, and
the
one
counter shot in Rome.
Yeah, that's it. And at the end, it's incredible. You can see how I was conceiving Shylock as a leading character for his story.
Fantastic. Well, we should also say that this year is the 100th anniversary of Orson Welles, so that's also a great occasion to mark the anniversary. And let me ask you about this. Merchant of Venice, we said that isn't one of the films that is most known about Orson Welles. Not many people know about it. So how did you find the footage in the first place? And let's talk about how the restoration actually took place.
The film elements come from the same collection held by Cinema Zero. Is the same collection that 2 years ago gave up, bring out Too Much Johnson, the very first film by Orson Welles. So keeping researching on that collection, we found also these 600 meters of The Merchant of Venice. We knew already that other 600 meters were already existing at the Film Museum in Munich, where the collection by Hoya Kodar, the last partner of Orson Welles, deposited all her materials, and so we started combining all together. And while in the process of restoring the film, some other elements quite important, even if they are not film elements, came out. For instance, Stefan Dresler, the director of the Film Museum, he himself found at the University of Michigan the original script, and that, as you can imagine, was quite important for us. But even more surprisingly, we receive a call by Sergio Toffetti, the director of the Industrial Film Archive in Ivrea, and he's very close to the Lavagnino family. Angelo Francesco Lavagnino was the composer of the two Shakespearean film by Orson Welles, The Othello and The Merchant of Venice. And we were very lucky because besides the composition of the music, there was also some written notes. And among these, there was also the exact sequence of the shots. So we basically had the editing of the film by these notes. And someone else that helped us a lot in reading these notes, that was not so easy, was this big sound designer, Italian sound designer, Federico Savina. So combining together all these elements between Cinema Zero in Italy and the Film Museum in München, we started to put them all together. The elements, the film elements, were already second, third generation, meaning war prints, no negatives, negatives is still missing. We still miss one reel of the sound that, according to the legends, was stolen or forgotten or who knows what. Anyway, we got these elements, second, third generation, very faded, very deteriorated. And so we start first the reconstruction, then we went to the lab in München and at the Immagini Ritrovate in Bologna, and we start bringing back the colors from the reddish vinegar syndrome color this material was affected by. And then we start a very long process, a very difficult on the sound, because the music was there, as we said. Our material from Cinema Zero were with the mix sound, the original mix sound by Orson Welles in 69, but the München material were without sound. So Stefan Dresler is a great expert on Welles, and he found out that a 1938 recording by the Mercury Theatre of the Merchant of Venice, performed and directed by Orson Welles. And we must say that in München they have been very, very great, and they were able to dub, to lip sync the second half of the film with this 1938 recording. We are very honest. At the beginning of the film we say this. We don't pretend this is the Orson Welles film. We state very clearly this is a reconstruction, an effort, but it was completely impossible to come to Venice or to any other festival with a film that was silent for more than half.
Right. It's almost like a collaboration with the spirit of Orson Welles, which is the thing that fascinates me, absolutely. Final question that I'd like to ask you, because we are running out of time, unfortunately. I will talk to you for a long time about this subject, which fascinates me, is after the screening last night in Venice, what are the future plans of showing it to more people in the future?
Well, the film needed an introduction, so a special contest as the event of Venice with other films, because it's 35 minutes of length. And in any case, it needs some explanation for understanding the work that we did in this reconstruction. By the way, we already have some place where we're going. It will be Tokyo Film Festival, and probably Sao Paulo Film Festival in Brazil. And then is already planned also a screening at the MoMA, Museum of Modern Art in New York. So we are quite proud that this collaboration that it's between Film Museum in Munich and Cinema Zero that is based in Pordenone and Friuli Venezia Giulia in Italia can go around the world. And thinking that at the beginning the film was conceived as Orson Bag, so Orson Welles traveling around the world, and now the film really travel as a true merchant of Venice should do. It's something that gives us a lot of feelings and good vibrations.
Well, thanks very much for talking with us about it. It was a great pleasure. And thanks for what you do, because really, these classics and even these unfinished works are worth saving. And I wish more people would get involved and try to save them. So thanks very much.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks a lot. And long live Orson Welles. This is Red Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.